Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you are listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking. And if it is the third Tuesday of every month, it must be Mind Your Own Business, starring Barbara Haggerty. Hey, how are you?
Hi, Dave. How you doing?
I am good. It's like it rolls around every month, and it's quick. And here you are. You're back in
a
very pretty
like
blouse,
a
pink. You look good in pink.
Thank you.
Kurt, does she look good in pink or what?
She looks good in pink.
Say that in your most amazing voice. Here we go.
She looks good in pink.
Wow, that was good. That was good. That is
Thank
our
you,
own Kurt. Okay, so mind your own
Anytime.
Business. See? Mind your own business. What is mind your own business anyway? Because you do mind your own business, and you mind other people's businesses because you're a very, very good consultant.
I teach people how to mind their own business.
You teach people. So what do?
I do processing. Actually, we do... I have a question for you. How healthy is your business?
Oh, how healthy? Oh, it is healthy.
It's healthy.
Vibrant. It's growing. It's evolving. You it's transforming.
Wow.
It has color to it. Kurt, yes.
See, how do you define what is a healthy business?
There we go.
Oh,
good.
There we are. Great
that was
question.
That was a great question.
Thank you.
What do most people think it is? Financial?
Yeah, let's
say
analyze
that. How healthy is your business? Do you mean financially?
Kurt, it could be financially. It could be in how much you're selling. You know, that's part of the finances. It could be how well you are operating it. You know, your profit to loss statement, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it really depends
on
your
criteria. I like his questions.
Okay, yeah, those are good questions. Here's my answers. How about this?
Okay.
It depends on your criteria. What if your criteria was not so much financial as it is maybe how many people you can help? That could be a criteria, right, Kurt?
Sure.
Well, that could
He's
be.
He's not too excited, though. He doesn't look good.
That's actually one of the questions when we do a wellness check. We do wellness check on your business.
So tell us about that. What is a
wellness
check?
Well, a wellness check is taking a holistic or having a global appreciation of your company.
Oh.
Taking a look at the whole company, the holistic view.
And like what is...
As you go, when you go for a wellness checkup with your doctor...
Oh, yeah.
They look at the whole body.
So you're a business doctor.
Business doctor.
There you go.
Nice.
Yes. A business doctor.
You go to Sue, and she is the business doctor.
It's like...
Sue?
Who's Sue?
I mean, Barb, I'm
sorry.
Wow.
Yeah, who is Sue?
Isn't there a song about that? Johnny Cash?
You
call me Sue?
That's right.
Okay, what's he thinking?
A girl named Sue.
A
boy named Sue.
A boy named Sue.
But I don't want to call her a boy because then I'll get in trouble.
Okay, I need to talk to him after the show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he has... He's a good masseuse. Masseur, I should say.
Oh, he's a masseuse, okay.
No, masseur.
I don't know what I am.
All right, let's get back to the process.
And we have it on film, too, by the way. Okay.
So what we do, when we do a wellness check, we take your business through the 7 steps to business excellence.
Mm.
And then you're going to inject some NLP in here, I hope.
I am, indeed.
I have the 7 steps for you if you want to go through them and then give me some NLP stuff.
Okay, let's go through the 7 steps to peak performance. Is that what
business
it was?
Excellence.
Business excellence.
Yes.
And people do want business excellence.
And what is business excellence? What is personal excellence?
Well, that's a good question. Kurt, you go first on this and I'll comment.
Well, business excellence could be defined as simply as just showing a profit, but a personal excellence is how you relate to your customer. And or your vendors, or both.
Well, here's what I would say.
We class it as the peak performance of your business.
Yeah.
And how do you define
tangible results? Peak performance as in a triathlete.
Oh.
The Iron Man. The Iron Woman.
Okay.
I saw that movie. Remember Robert, what's his name? Iron Man? Downey.
Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr., yes.
Oh, that's a movie show. Okay, now, here's what I would suggest, or say. Is business excellence. It would, and I bet this is part of your steps, is really, I'm going to interject NLP now. Working above your self-imposed limitations. Because if you can get out of your comfort zone and work above your self-imposed limitations, That means you're moving onward and upward in a qualitative manner to then have the best product or service that you can be at that particular point in time. How do you like it,
He's
Barbara?
Pretty smart.
That's not too bad.
Yeah,
that was good.
I yeah, I like that.
Hey, you wrote that. I
no.
practiced it.
I said it. I wasn't even reading it, right? I was looking at Kurt. I was looking at you.
Yeah,
I was
true.
Looking
yeah.
more at you
that's
than Kurt.
Good.
But because she has the pink shirt on.
That's true.
Oh, you like this pink shirt.
She looks good no matter what she wears.
Thank you, Kurt.
Anytime.
He likes me.
He does. This is going to be a dating show.
This is going to be fun. Okay, first step is assess.
Yeah.
What do? We assess the business. We assess how are the processes working for you. Do you have any?
And describe what a process is. A lot of people may not even understand that. But I could give you my take on it. If you want, and then you can.
Yeah, talk. And then I have a little thing I want to read here.
Okay, let's do that first.
No, go ahead.
Okay, a process.
Ladies first.
Oh, thanks. Oh, Kurt. Ooh. Go ahead, Kurt. No, I'm kidding. He got a drum roll on that one. Define process. Okay, a process involves steps and decisions in the way work is accomplished. Short and sweet.
Short and sweet.
It's good, right?
I can live
yeah.
with that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Here's a process for you. Tell me who wrote this.
Abraham Lincoln.
Well, I haven't read it yet.
Oh.
What, are you psychic?
Yeah, it's my ESP.
Okay, here we go. First comes thought, then organization of that thought into ideas and plans, then transformation of those plans into reality. The beginning, as you will observe, is your imagination. Who wrote that?
That was Emerson.
Napoleon Hill.
Oh, he was awesome. People
I know.
Should
wasn't
read that book.
Wasn't that brilliant?
That is brilliant. Did you read those books,
Yes,
Kurt?
I did.
I have not
and
read those, no.
No?
No.
Oh, okay.
Excellent.
I probably
excellent
should have,
teacher.
But I haven't.
Excellent yes. teacher.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, excellent teacher. Okay, so that's, we assess, well, we're doing the seven steps now on the wellness check.
Yeah.
So we assess the business. So what are we going to assess? Are we going to assess the day-to-day operations? How does your business measure up to your business plan? Do you have a business plan? That's kind of a yes or no.
Yeah.
And if you have one, how does your business measure up to it?
You know, let me interject on this because you said, do you have a business plan, yes or no? What I find is when I ask people in a seminar, do you have a business plan or strategic planning? Most people say yes, but when I really ask them what's involved in that, it's not really a business plan. No. They think it's a business plan. It's a label for something maybe they spent an hour on or 2 hours mm-hmm. on, and it's not even close to what a business plan really is.
Yeah.
And so that's interesting because people need to have a well-thought-out, complete and comprehensive business plan or else they shouldn't be in business. Am
well,
I right?
Here, yes, absolutely. Here's another question we ask that a lot of people forget about. Do you have an exit strategy?
You know, that's very important. A lot of people don't understand that. Tell us why an exit strategy is important.
Well, you may have a partner, so you both need an exit strategy.
And
why are you in business?
How about does that relate to marriage? I mean, if you're going to get married, you better have an exit strategy.
That's a prenup.
Yeah, that's right. That is a prenup.
Donald Trump will teach us that.
Oh, yes. I bet he would.
The Donald.
Many times, too.
Yes, many times.
Who might run for president.
Yeah, you better not to get married in the first place.
Yeah, that's what
and
I'm saying.
And you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. But you still need an exit strategy.
For what, yourself?
Well, no. What if you're, you know, you're not married, but you're going out?
And you need an exit strategy for dating?
Well, possibly, right, Kurt?
That's
Am
true.
I right?
That's true.
It's
yeah.
called it's called a set of car keys and a taser.
And it's called Mad Money. Yeah, taser. Or Mad Money. All right, so you have to
So
have
why
to
do
assess.
We need an exit strategy? Well, number one, why are we in business? Are we in business to retire? Eventually, how are we going to retire? When do we want to retire? What do we need to retire with? Are we in business? Do we have a nonprofit organization and we're in business to help people? But we also know that we're not going to do it forever. So are we going to hand it over to other people? And how are we going to hand it over? And what are we handing over to them? So regardless of the reasons for being in business, we need an exit strategy.
What
at
would,
some point.
But what would people say, Kurt and Barb, when you ask them why are they in business? I wonder if people even think about that. I think people just scramble around a lot. They have their business, But I don't know if they know really their purpose for being in business. What do you guys say?
Well, for years I've heard a lot of the same thing. Oh, I just wanted to have my own business.
Yeah, exactly.
And maybe there's a perception, and the NLP will help with this.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a perception that they're not tied to a job. When they have their own business, they have more freedom, when in fact it's the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't have fully functioning good habits, processes in place, procedures in place, good customer service, referral business, if they don't have that healthy business, boy, they're not just working a 9-to-5 job now. They're 24/7 tied to it.
It's true, and not just behaviorally, but the stress, the energy it consumes in one's mind, and that's where the NLP comes in, which is neuro-linguistic programming, how to manage stress, and also how to be able to turn it on and turn it off rather than bring it home with you. So many people, right?
Yeah.
They bring it home.
Well, they work at home.
And that's all they do.
24/7.
Yeah. And that's what you were saying, 24/7. So part of the assessment would be the mindset, too. And that's what you and I will be doing, is combining this with NLP.
That's right.
Which is good. Kurt, you're going to show up? You're going to attend the...
Of course he's going to show up.
Oh,
he has all the best questions for
me.
He's like my teacher at school. He tests me.
Wow.
There you go.
Do some testing, Kurt.
Do some tests.
He has questions.
Well, no,
questions.
No. Actually, I would agree with what you said. I think too many people go into business without a clear-cut idea of what they're hoping to accomplish. And so often, as you mentioned, they say, I want to have my own business. Why? Because I'm going to be my own boss, and then I can do what I want.
Right.
And that is the furthest thing from the truth. If you don't like working for somebody else, and everybody always supposedly hates their boss, and they always have lots of nasty things to say about their boss, but when you have your own business, now you've got multiple bosses. Every person who comes through that front door is your boss.
Yeah.
So if you thought it was bad with...
Every customer.
Yeah, every customer. So every... Mm-hmm. You know, if you thought it was bad for one boss, just imagine having 150 or 200 bosses.
That's true.
And so it's not all a bed of roses.
But we teach, but it can be.
Oh, it can be.
It can be, just like you start working out.
Sure.
You personally start a diet and workout plan, and you get in peak shape at the end of it. So we can do that for business. We assess it. We have NLP to, improve the mindset towards it, or open expand the mind.
I think it's actually transforming limiting beliefs that keep you in your comfort zone, which does not allow you to express your full potential. And if one reason to be in business is to express your full potential.
Yeah, because, expand yourself, yes.
Yeah, and because as you do that, you can help more people. It's really, I think, an unconscious, selfish activity if you don't expand, if you don't work on yourself. Because, after all, the potential of your business is really a result of the potential within you. And that's where people don't get it. It's on my website, actually, with my NLP training, is that Abraham Lincoln once was quoted, if he had 8 hours to chop down a tree, he would spend 6 hours sharpening the axe.
Yes.
Think about that.
Yeah.
You see, that's what it means, is you sharpen the tools, and then 2 of the hours you actually do some action.
Sure.
And I think it's a shame that most people have it reversed. In fact, very few really work on themselves. And that's the key to success.
So what NLP technique would go along with
assessing?
A true assessment of your business to answer the questions truthfully. One of the questions that I do ask is, what do you do best?
That's a good question.
How does a person know that? Now, there's got to be an NLP technique that we can add into that so that they can look at that assessment and not take the whole thing personally, take it as an attack, feel bad about it. It's all towards improvement.
It is all towards
improvement. So we inject an NLP technique in there to that first step?
Well, part of the assessment questions that people will be very fortunate to have when you help them is we're going to also give them some NLP questions to open up their mind to possibilities. See, a lot of people get stuck, and when they get stuck, by its very definition, they get immobilized, or they will rely on old ineffective behaviors and habits that lead to the stuck condition. So the key is to Well, let's put it this way. It's like trying to, you're moving in quicksand, and what happens? You exert a lot of energy, but you don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
It's almost like putting your foot on the gas pedal and the brake at the same time. It burns you out, but you don't go anywhere. So the key is to ask certain questions, and when we come back from the break, we will go into that. Is certain NLP questions to open up possibilities to change habits that don't work, change behaviors, create new behaviors. Wow, will this be exciting? I can't wait to hear this.
This is going to be fun.
And we'll be right back.
What if your house is on fire, you call 911? The firemen don't know what to do, the truck's got a flat tire, the water hose has a leak, they can't decide what to wear, and everybody wants to drive the truck. This never happens because they have a process, they follow it, they're on the same page. I'll help you put your fires out with a business process. I'm Barbara Haggerty, helping you mind your own business. 602-750-4518. Increase the bottom line now. Even a two-person business needs a process, and I specialize in small business. 602-750-4518.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Mind Your Own Business with Barbara Haggerty, and we're talking about mindset and a process to have business excellence that leads to peak performance. That's what people really should be focused in on, not just survival, not just making it. You hear it all the time, Barbara. Oh, as long as I just make it. Oh, come on. You got to get above your comfort zone into the next level and start to flourish. Am I right?
That's correct.
All right.
Otherwise, why be in business?
You should say, that's correct, yes. Sir. Remember in that movie with...
Sir?
Yeah, Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholson? All right, All the Good Men or something. Or The Good Men. Or remember the Marine? Come on, Kurt, you already know.
All the Good Men?
Yeah, that one.
Well, there's the movie.
Are you saying that in a different context?
No, I'm saying that about the movie.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You are a correct man.
Yeah, that was it. Okay. Anyway.
I have a question before we get too far into this other stuff. That NLP technique that we talked about before the break, that takes us to the next step, which is plan.
Planning is huge.
Planning. And planning involves writing the processes. What do we need to do? Do we need a process? Do we not need it? So the planning is a really big stage.
The planning is very big. And what I look at is you do it in conjunction with improving your mindset. Because if you do planning without expanding what your potential is, without really looking at what you could do and becoming more aware of what's possible, then your planning will be inherently limited by your own limited thinking. So I think it's really important to integrate this, which what we're doing. Now, you ask a question. You ask what some of the NLP techniques or NLP questions that can go along in the assessment, the planning, all these seven steps. One of them is called the NLP outcome frame, and it really sets a frame that helps people evaluate their situations to lead to actions and to getting out of the stuck situation. So, and we've talked about this before. One of the first questions, very easy, is where are you now? You take an inventory. Because if you don't know where you are, how do you know where you're going? And that's pretty easy. But it's more than just where are you now. I mean, you can look at your checkbook You can look at your sales. I'm saying, where are you within now? What are your belief systems? Do you have negative self-talk? And these are important things.
That will spill through directly to your employees.
There's no question.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's a given. That's 100% true.
So that's part of it. Now, the other part of the assessment would be, how do you find this unpleasant or undesirable? So if there's something in your business unpleasant or undesirable, let's get it out. A lot of people just suppress it.
And
they deny it, right?
Yeah, and they don't know what's going on. Like, they don't really know what's going on in their business. They want to close the door. I don't want to deal with it. Employees don't like each other.
Yeah.
Do we know why? Because if they liked each other,
it would go smoother.
And they don't necessarily have to love each other. They just need to respect each other to work together.
Absolutely.
And respect some boundaries. They don't all have to like each other a lot. But they can respect us, it goes a long way. And if the owners or managers, this can be for managers too, it can be for departments. Mm-hmm. And it's the whole thing is geared to minding your own business, get engaged in your own business.
It's very important. It's not just about sales. You talk about, you look at people's time, you do a time budget too. And mm-hmm. I bet that's something you do as a process. But where do people spend their time? Is it just about sales, doing the same type of, with the same skill sets? Part of assessment, I'm going to say, is assessing your skill level. Because think about it. If you had greater skills, mm-hmm. more empowering beliefs, more disciplined behaviors, how would that impact your business? Be huge.
Huge.
I mean, right?
Absolutely huge.
It would be
big difference.
And that's where people need to start assessing in those areas too.
One of the questions is, have you assessed the skills of each employee recently?
Very important.
That's one of the questions. And which role does each employee play in your business? And do they portray your mission statement? Do they even know what it is?
Now, that's important. I'm glad you said that. A lot of people don't know the mission statement, or if they do, it's just a bunch of words.
That's
you have to really feel the mission statement.
I'm not sure most people even have a mission statement.
They have to understand it. Well, a mission statement is very, very difficult to write.
Oh, sure.
You know the one-page business plan?
Yes.
You can get it on the internet, and I often use that, and it's extremely difficult. People say, oh, it's one page? Oh, I thought a business plan was like a large, like a three-ring binder.
Yeah.
Well, let's try with this one page. Well, you know, it's extremely difficult. They don't bring it back.
Yeah. Yeah.
It takes a lot of work to do that one page.
Absolutely.
Well, it has to be meaningful, especially mission or vision statement. And what? How do you demonstrate? I always like to tell clients, how do you demonstrate your mission statement? Just don't
Absolutely.
Read it, but what do you do behaviorally? How do you think about it? How do you communicate the mission statement?
Communicate is
huge, right?
Well, that's number four step.
Wow, I guess.
Let's communicate.
How did I do that? All right.
You're just
true.
You're reading it.
No wonder. I knew there was a reason.
But now, as we said, though, most people don't even have that mission statement when they go into their own business. So therefore, they really don't have a goal that they're trying to aim toward. And as you said, how is that mission statement being shown to each and every customer? Well, if you don't have it to begin with, well, then it's just potluck. You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, how are you incorporating that?
Exactly.
And, you know, I want to say something just came to me that I need to say here. Because I don't want this to come across as being critical of people getting into their own business and not sure what they want to do. Because small business, I work in small business, have done for more than 20 years. And people deserve a medal for moving forward with their idea, you know, wanting to be innovative. And they deserve tons of credit for that. So it's not a criticism, it's improvement. It's all about improvement, and it's all about not having to work 24/7. It's all about having peak performance and having time to play golf,
sure.
having time to spend with your family,
yeah.
have time to take a vacation. You know, have the time to do that. And in I used to say in a little ad, relax and enjoy your business.
Oh, that's good. I like
rather
that.
Rather than be stressed all the time. So this is not, it sounds like, when we say most people don't have this, they don't have that, it sounds negative, I think. So it's all about It's all about taking what you have, and rather than being in every area of your business, you need, you know, get out of your own way and see what you do best, and then delegate what others do best, and teach them, give them the tools, make sure they incorporate your mission statement, like just go through the steps, and so you can relax.
That makes a lot of sense. What you're saying is flexibility and freedom are some good values if you are in business, or actually even if you're an employee.
Well, you can have a lot of freedom in your own business. You can have what your ideal was before you started your own business. Mm-hmm. You know, you take your retirement, you want to get out of the rat race and start your own business. You can have the freedom as long as you get to that excellent
And what's what's interesting in recessions like we've experienced and probably still experiencing, mm-hmm. is that they say more businesses are started during these times than any time in history. So there's a lot of people starting businesses.
Because people are pushed beyond their limits now. And so now your NLP is perfect, because now it takes that person, now they're put in a position to be innovative and do something about it.
And part of it also is, I think people are getting laid off, they're downsized, and they can't get jobs. So what do? They start their own business. But they guess what? They better know how to run a business, how to prepare for the business, how to do exactly what you're saying, Barbara. Business excellence. Why get in the business if it's not going to be excellent?
No, you want to enjoy your business.
Yeah.
Because you want to enjoy what the service is that you decided to provide, or the product that you wanted to manufacture and put out there.
Sure.
And like, why? What's this all about? Like Kirk mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
What's going on with business right now?
That's right.
What's the gossip about business right now?
Wow, we're going to ask Kurt that question after our break. What is the gossip about business? Because you did talk to us.
And you started it.
That's right.
Before we got on the air, you said there's a controversy going on. Why are people in business? What is business for? We're going to hear from Kurt soon as we come back. And you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Mind Your Own Business with Barbara Haggerty. We'll be right back.
KXXT.
Are you suffering from pain in joints, whether from arthritis, osteoporosis, stiffness, or old sports injuries? You can be pain-free with BioVaxin Joint Free. Don't settle for pain. Call 800-288-1961. That's 800-288-1961. BioVaxin Joint Free comes in a 100% delicious natural liquid, which gives you the highest absorption versus generic pill forms with low absorption rate. Because of its quadruple action ingredients, many people experience pain-free results within 48 hours. BioVaxin Joint Free increases joint mobility, decreases joint stiffness, and nourishes your joints with the highest grade glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM, hyaluronic acid, and all of your essential minerals and amino acids. Restore your joints, save your bones. Without mobility, we have no life. Conquer your pain once and for all. Call now for your free bottle when you get to. Call BioVaxine at 800-288-1961. That's 800-288-1961.
When I was about 7 or 8 years old, I started smoking. Then when I was about 16 years old, I ended up smoking a pack a day, and then ended up smoking 3 packs a day. And then when my son was born in 94, I decided then I wanted to quit smoking. You got to have somebody to support you. There has to be at least one person in your life to be able to talk to and say, hey, I need help. The day I quit was the day that life began again.
Only you can make you quit. If you're ready, we can help. Call the Arizona Smokers Helpline at 800-556-6222 or visit ashline.org.
I smoked roughly 25 years. I have a 5-year-old son, and I didn't have him till I was 40 years old. By the time he's ready to graduate high school, I'll be 60. And if I kept on this path of smoking, there's a good chance that I might not even be around for that. You have to want to quit smoking. And I found out that the best way was with a coach and with the Smokers Helpline.
Only you can make you quit. If you're ready, we can help. Call the Arizona Smokers Helpline at 800-556-6222 or visit ashline.org.
1010 KXXT.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And this is Mind Your Own Business, the third Tuesday of every month, starring Barbara Hegarty. And we are talking about, wow, a bunch of stuff. The business excellence, the seven steps to...
business excellence.
There it is, leading the peak performance.
Yes.
That's what
and
people...
and tangible results.
That, you know, that's good that you mentioned that. That's really important because you have to know what your results are, or else how do you measure it? If you don't know what you're trying to accomplish, how do you even measure something like that?
And there's a lot of people out there and a lot of small business that feel they're very successful.
They do.
So I want to talk to those people as well as the people who need help, because they're obviously practicing a lot of these steps. They obviously have processes in place. So have they reached their peak performance level?
You know, that's a,
I
that's
don't know.
A good...
I want to know.
That's a great point. I'm glad you brought that up. When I ask people, like, how you doing, and I'm doing well, or I feel I'm successful, you see it all the time. But I usually will follow up and ask, well, not immediately, but in the conversation, how do you know when you're doing well? You know, what is your criteria? And they stop and they think like they've never thought about it before, and then they go, well, I'm paying my bills. Now, the question is that enough? Is that really... can you redefine what success is?
Well, is that the reason they're in business, just to pay their bills?
Maybe that's
the level they go to. Do they want to open up their mind to another level?
So, and I think they do. I think a lot of people just don't know how, or they're afraid. Because the second question from that is, is that acceptable to you? And they go, yeah, but do you want more? I mean, is it possible? Would you like to fund your kids' college? You know, do you want to have a retirement? Do you want to have a vacation?
Pay off your mortgage.
They just don't think they're capable of doing it. And that's the NLP.
That's the NLP, because that's going to... Now, number six we have here, like, you can jump into this process at any point. You know, if you have planned a lot, you have already implemented your processes, you're communicating really well, your managers, your employees are all communicating really well, and everybody's reporting to you really well, and everything's just ticking along. Now you can jump in to number six and say, okay, let's put some quality control. Let's test it.
Yeah.
Let's put a quality control and improvement team in here, and let's just test it. So you can jump in here anywhere, and if you find an area that, oh, we could improve that, then we cycle up to the top and we just assess it, plan it, implement it, go through the whole process again.
So describe to the listeners, how do you do a quality control? How do you test it? I mean, obviously you'd have to know what the system is to see if it's working and flowing according to specifications.
Well, we get through to this point. So we have procedures in place. We know how we're pulling this together. You know, he knows we're going to be here at 2 o'clock, right? So we have a procedure we follow. We just have to show up. He has no clue what we're going to do. We could dance in here, and he doesn't know.
But it's a glass window. He'd be enjoying it. Well, he'd enjoy it if you dance. Not
so
as
there's
I dance.
A certain amount now to test it. Now, how does quality control test a car? They take it out and test run it, don't they?
Is that they put a dummy in it, and they drive
it
120 miles.
And drive it into a wall. Yeah. Right.
Well, isn't there a TV show on right now where they're taking the CEO of corporations?
Oh, it's Undercover Boss.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're going and actually working for his own company to see what it's really like to be a part of his company. And they're finding out some very interesting things.
I've done that with clients, actually.
Sure.
I've been, when before we've even started a wellness check or anything, I've just worked in the company, anywhere in the company at all, for a couple of weeks.
Sure.
You know, I had
and it's amazing because you don't your process everything could be working really well. You're making tons of money. You're going playing golf. You're doing all kinds of stuff. But are your employees happy?
Yeah.
You know, this is interesting. You said Undercover Boss. I haven't seen that show, but this is not a new concept.
Oh no! Yeah.
I had a client years ago, 10 years ago at least. He was a mystery shopper. Ever hear the term mystery shopper?
Sure.
Yeah.
He would get hired from big companies or mid-size, whatever, or even small companies, to plant people to pretend they're buying stuff, to report back on how they were treated, the quality. That sort of interesting.
That's
Have you seen
one of
that?
My questions.
Is it really?
Have you ever hired a mystery shopper for your business?
I think that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, so often, though, a CEO will say, when somebody comes to and talks to them about their business, they say, oh, just go ahead and call my company and, you know, use the local number and talk to so-and-so. And quite often what they'll hear is, have you called your own company lately? It is a mess, you know, and it's very hard to get through maybe the telephone prompts or whatever. And he never realized it. Yes, as you just mentioned, my company is going along just fine. You're making money, but that doesn't mean people are happy with how they're being treated. But they, you know, they put up with it.
Well, and that's what we mean about peak performance.
Sure.
It's right across the board.
Sure.
It's like I can't do a triathlon if my swim is off.
Yep.
Your swim is off.
Yeah. Or my bicycle.
Oh, yeah.
Or running.
Sure. Or, the discus.
The right? Discus?
Or the javelin. Oh, javelin. See, you know that
stuff. See, you guys make fun, but you can't do a triathlon.
No, I can't do it.
I could do a biathlon. Or a uniathlon.
Something like that.
A unathon?
Something like that. Now, would you buy from your own business? That's a good question.
That's a good question.
Would
yes,
you buy? You
I
would
have
buy.
That. And who do you serve?
Mm-hmm. That's well, a good point.
Who's your target market? Yeah.
Why do customers buy from you? Why do clients come to me?
That's a very good question.
Yeah. I have to know that.
Well, sure.
I have to know that because I know and I'm confident that I can take them through this process because I work alongside them. I don't just give them a bunch of paper and have them do some homework. I work alongside and take it. That's why people buy from me. Why do people buy from you?
Well, see, I was going to mention that. I think it's a great question. I think mostly is
because he's a radio star.
Yeah, there we go. I'm a radio personality with a voice like Barry White.
Ooh. No,
and he has a
kidding.
Cute ponytail.
I do. Wow, did you hear that, everyone? I'll be on Match No Match.
You got
it's
okay.
Very cute, Dave. I love that.
No,
ponytail.
It's been a while.
Oh, you didn't cut it. You just that's a, done with the curling iron.
Hey, we should have a live exhibition on cutting my hair next week, live with my own beautician person.
There you go.
Beautician
she's really
person.
Good. I'm gonna give a shout out. Her name's Ann Gentle. She's at Salon Surreal. Real somewhere on let's see
and gentle at Salon Surreal.
It's really good. Wow. she's really good.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, do you want her should I have her come down there and do a demonstration?
Sure Can I have mine done too?
Yeah, she's
okay,
really
we'll get
good
her hair done next month.
So why do people buy from
why
me?
Do you go to your hairstylist?
He's avoiding
why?
The subject.
Yeah, oh yeah, so, no. I'll,
why did you choose her? Because there's some reason why you'll give her money and not the person down the street. What
good.
Was it?
Yeah, why do you like her?
Because she
wears pink.
Yeah. Just barely. But no, what I'm saying is she why? Because she gives attention. She's not one of those beautician people that will do it really quick. She takes her time. She'll ask, "Hey, how's it going? Do you want it to, a little more off here?" And I like that she has patience.
She gives you she's a
personal attention.
Yeah, personal attention.
And the shampoos are outstanding. Okay. I'm not kidding you, Kurt. You gotta go. They're outstanding.
I'll try it. Sure. Hey.
Just the shampoo alone.
Hey, that's
it's
great.
Worth the price of admission.
You get a scalp massage.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's what he likes. Yeah.
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 But you see, you answered her question though. See, the point is, there's lots of places that you have to choose from, and you chose her, you have a reason. She probably understands that, and that's why she has the business she does.
That's a good point.
Why are people spending money? If you're their business owner, why are they going to spend money with me and not the person down the road?
Now, there's a variety of reasons.
Well, there's a connection in everything. Every relationship, professional, personal, there's a connection. So people make a connection.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe if we provide goods and service to another person, which we have to talk to Kurt about. He asked me a question earlier. I want to be able to answer it. We make a connection with people. So I think there's a part of that, and that's related in your NLP, I'm sure.
I'm sure
there's something to do with that. That you can share with us and another. I think we have to pay him to.
Yes.
Well, he
share
does.
NLP. Like, I share all this information
it's true,
for free, and you hold on to it.
I'm holding on to it, to the seminar.
Because you want people to pay for this.
No, that's not.
So, wait, but you so can we let the listeners know that my half of the show is for free? And I give wellness checks for free?
Wait, at the seminar, it's going to be for free?
I give wellness checks for business for
I'll
free.
I'll do that, too.
They call during the show.
Okay.
Or if they come on the show.
Well, what would be the number if they want?
Actually, do you realize that?
Yeah.
If you want to bring your business, just show up here with us at the show, and I'll do a wellness
check. We're going to bring some people on the air live consulting next month, right?
Or should I say show up?
No.
No.
Oh, no, we want to talk to them first.
We have controls in place.
Yeah, we need some controls. We don't want just anyone showing
procedures
up.
Procedures.
What if it's an industry we no? That's illegal.
That we don't know anything about.
Well, no, yeah, that's true too.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to stick my neck out here because it doesn't matter what your industry is. You can show up.
Yeah.
For me.
Okay. Well, let's give the number. In fact, we should
absolutely
give what they could do. We could give emails out so they can email.
Yeah. You just call the show and book it with Kurt.
That's true. If they wanted to call in right now to the KXXT studio line, that's 602-296-3632.
And if you want to show, if you want to be a candidate, I think we should say a
candidate. Have a wellness check for your business.
To talk about that. And I'll give my email out. I'll give my phone number out, too. 602-625-3074. 602-625-3074. Call and we'll actually set up some times free on the air consulting value, probably at well over $600. Am I right?
Oh, I wouldn't even put a price on it.
Okay, it's priceless.
Priceless.
It's priceless, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let's go back. Why do people buy from you?
Schedule a wellness check, and we'll keep your business in excellent condition.
Sure. Oh, that's nice. Now, let me answer that question, because I have a variety of reasons, clients of mine have a variety of reasons why they buy from me. And it's really interesting, because it all has to do with my standards and values. So, do they buy from me because they want quick, speedy, out the door real fast like McDonald's? No, because I will not do that as a CPA. Mm-hmm. They buy from me. A lot of them say because I take my time, I'm detailed, and I'm really conscientious about tax law and about any consulting I do. And the people that like that value will buy from me.
Sure.
Now, the people that don't like that will not. If they want quick and easy and not very much in depth, they'll go to some other, I'll call it a less sophisticated firm, but that's what they want. It's all about values.
Or they might go to somebody who says, no, you won't pay any taxes.
Unfortunately, they may say that, and that's not a criteria. They'll say, well, I say, if you ever hear a CPA answer that question, if you ask them, like, how much can I get back, they should not answer that question. We're going to do a good return in compliance with the IRS so you can sleep well at night. That's the answer, that it has to be.
Has to be.
It has to be in compliance. It has to be according to the laws, and that is what it is.
And that's according to your license, too.
Yeah.
Right?
But see, not everyone will do that.
And it's also ethics. It's ethical.
See, that's why if you know your ethics and your standards as a business person and your values, you will draw that type of client to you.
Sure.
And screen the others. What is this logo?
That's
what.
No, that's just one reason that people. In everybody in their
should
business.
Should I read this?
You can if you want to.
Okay.
But everybody in their business should ask their customers, ask your clients, ask, why do you buy from me? Why do you choose me to provide a service for you? Because I think it's good. I think it's good feedback, regardless what it is. I think it gives. It gives you room for improvement. So even if your business is highly successful in your opinion and you get to the number six, the quality control, one of the things is, okay, let's do a customer survey.
Well, let's read this because, Kurt, you're going to be impressed. This is about our own Barbara here.
Ooh, here we
Barbara
go. Here we go.
Is not only committed to and passionate about business enrichment procedures, she has an intuitive strength that has blessed our business far more than any other business consultant. She brings a wealth of wisdom that can anchor the success of any size business. I wouldn't want to exist without her as an integral part of her office. Can I say the name?
Sure.
Who wrote it?
Yes, you can.
Dr. Teresa Ramsey. Wow. That's impressive.
Thank you, Teresa.
Yeah, thank you. We should have her call in.
Yeah.
So that,
excellent.
That is really good. See, you got to feel good
so
that people recognize you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it also helps me take a look at this and see, okay, where can I continue to improve this? So I actually work through these steps for myself as well.
Oh, good.
Well, sure, because you're a business.
Yeah, and I have
absolutely.
To.
Absolutely. You have to double-check that you're doing all the things.
I have to walk my talk. If I'm going to work through your business, but you asked me a question earlier about why do business exist?
Sure. What is the purpose of business? Maybe we should talk about that after the break.
Have a break?
Oh, yeah.
We will have a break.
Let's talk about it after the break.
What is the purpose of business after the break? We will hear from Kurt and Barbara about... He said, she said, what is the purpose of business? I can't wait to hear it. We'll be right back.
Is it important for you to develop a financial plan without the potential conflict associated with commission sales? As a fee-only financial planner, I am paid by you and only you, my client. I'm not compensated in any way by the recommendations I provide. Have you heard the phrase, people do not plan to fail, they fail to plan? My experience has shown that this is too often true when considering one's financial future. If you're ready to take action, call me, Bob Berger, Certified Financial Planner and Certified Divorce Financial Analyst, directly at 602-235-0336. We'll discuss your financial situation and review some small or perhaps large changes that will help you obtain the financial future you desire. Don't let the lack of a plan affect your family's financial future. Call me, Bob Berger, at 602-235-0336 for a free consultation. Again, Bob Berger, Certified Financial Planner, 602-235-0336.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. Kurt's laughing, so am I, because he was waiting for me to say welcome back again. And, of course, this is Mind Your Own Business with Barbara Haggerty.
And were you paying attention? Yeah, be mindful.
No, we were having a private chat, and he was waiting for us to get back on there.
You were distracting me.
No, and they were. Kurt wanted us to work.
He was having more fun than he's allowed to have.
Yeah.
See, he likes having you around so much. You guys just got into a real big conversation.
Oh. We were having a good conversation.
I was telling him to mind his own business.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. No, she was saying nice things about you, Kurt.
Yes, I was. I was. But I want to say this. Be mindful of where you spend your energy in your business.
Oh, yes.
Because there's only 100% of it. Regardless of what you think, even me, I get tired.
You no way.
Sometimes.
Not you. I've never seen you tired,
sometimes
ever.
Sometimes I get tired.
You are a bundle of energy
each and every time.
I
manufacture energy.
How do you do it?
I just do it. I just call it in.
You call it in. What's the phone number? I want to dial it in.
She calls it in with serious drugs.
You know? I dial it in with no drugs.
There we go.
So you had a question. Why are people in business?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. Let's hear this.
Well, the philosophical question is, why do we even have business? Why do we have commerce? You know, why do we do it in the first place?
Business exists so we exchange with each other goods and service.
Mm-hmm. And some I have heard recently, because I'll preface this by saying I'm a news junkie, so I like going home and watching the different various news channels. But so often I'm hearing the last couple of years, you know, what some people think the purpose of business is just purely to provide jobs. And you hear that on the news. And I've always kind of scratched my head. I said, well, of course, a business will probably produce jobs for people in the area for which it's located. But it always seemed to me that that's always a byproduct of what you're doing, a good or goods or services.
Well, let's think about it. Let's go through the process.
Okay.
So let's take, which one do you want to take first, goods or service or jobs?
Let's go for goods and services, because I think that's still the basis of everything.
Goods and services.
Without
okay.
that, you got nothing, seems
okay.
like to me.
I wasn't born and raised in this country. You probably haven't noticed that, but
really?
I was not.
No.
So I understand here we used to trade furs for what?
Well,
the natives traded with I don't know, with cowboys and Indians. What did we have? We
sure.
watched TV.
Well, there was trading going on. Somebody
trading.
Might, you might try a fur for maybe a piece of meat or
okay,
something like
so
that, or some grain.
Okay, yeah. So in order for me to eat,
yeah,
I hunt what I have excess of, I trade you for.
Sure.
So we bartered.
We
now,
bartered
we still
back
have
and forth.
The barter system.
Sure.
Instead of exchanging goods and service with each other, we injected money.
Right.
Then we had the invention of money came in, so we exchanged goods and service for money. And then we used that money to go out and buy goods and service from a third party, and
sure.
so commerce expanded. Now, if I flip to we start business to create jobs, what are these people doing? A job is, what is a job? What is a job? Do we have a dictionary that we can look up? Can somebody call in and tell us what the definition of a job is?
Yeah, what's
actually
a job, Kurt?
It would be interesting to see what Webster would say about
isn't
that.
Isn't a job, yeah, look it up. Isn't a job, the definition of a job, to perform a process?
Be it a good or a service, but yeah, it would seem like it.
Like
sure.
we have to perform certain habits and tasks to get us.
Here it is.
Somebody has to make the cell phone. Okay, what is a job?
A job, first and foremost, a noun, a piece of work, especially a specific task done as part of the routine of one's occupation or for an agreed price.
Okay. Specific task. I'll just cut it down to a task for a price.
Sure.
Now we're bartering again.
You bet.
So if we are going to, why would we start a business to provide jobs? Where did that come from? What's the source?
You know, and I am not sure, but I think in some regards, it's when people are talking about businesses that already exist for whatever reason, and they're saying, uh-huh. well, see, their business is there to provide jobs. If that business owner wants to take that business and do something else with it or move it, oh, no, you can't do that because you are here to provide jobs. And it's like, no, his purpose is to provide a good or a service.
Who would be controlling that, whether you could move your business? If you have an if you're an independent business owner, you can move your business anywhere you choose. You're talking if it's subsidized.
Sure.
We do
a lot of subsidies in this country. We subsidize farmers. We subsidize businesses of different kinds. So that is true. We do have a certain subsidy angle that the government gets involved in.
Is that the bailout?
And where does the subsidy come from? Is that our tax dollars?
You bet.
It is.
Okay, so we recycle our tax dollars into... I can't agree with that we just start a business for jobs. We have to have a purpose for the business.
It would seem like it, yeah.
Oh, you both agree.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Oh, you thought we didn't agree? So
yeah, I wanted some controversy here.
Oh, I see.
I wanted some fireworks.
Well, he's a smart guy. Why wouldn't we agree?
Oh, that's true.
When I hear this on television, I'd sit there and I just start scratching my head. I'm going, you know, a business owner has a different set of criteria of what he's looking at a given month or after 6 months or a year, and if he needs to make a change to that business. And I remember there was a business I worked for here in the Valley, and they had decided to move from where they were located, which is very near the Sky Harbor Airport, and they decided to move into downtown. And there were a lot of people working there who said, well, how is this going to affect the close-knit neighborhood that this is in? And the business owner said, I don't care. I have to move for other reasons. It's not a matter of, obviously it's going to affect the business. Some of you might not be able to move with me. They may not be able to drive all the way into downtown. But he said, I have to do what I have to do.
To survive in business,
survive,
he had to
do
that.
But they were saying, no, there's a different criteria. Look at what you're going to do to some people, so therefore you can't do that. So then the only other option is to get a subsidy somehow.
Mm. And the subsidy comes from the government?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, state, like local state and county cities give subsidies because they want to promote business and commerce in their area because that'll generate more tax dollars. So in turn, they make an investment and they have a return for that. You know about that.
Oh, yeah.
So that I understand. Now, on the bigger picture, there has to be some return. To be in business in the first place, you want a return on your investment. You want a return for your investment of time or money.
But quite often, I think government doesn't worry that much about the return. It just goes ahead and does that feel good. We're going to help this person out. Are they getting enough bang for the buck? I don't know if they really do the follow-up with that.
Well, if the government just want to pay people to give them a job, isn't that called unemployment? Don't they pay them to not work?
I guess that's what it is, right?
Isn't it like 99 weeks now? It's up to 99 weeks.
I've never been on unemployment. I never got that.
Neither have I.
Yeah. So
I don't understand the process for unemployment.
Yeah, it used to be only 26 weeks, and now it's up to 99. So we are paying people not to work.
Well, if we're paying people not to work, that's called unemployment.
Yep.
And so I don't know. I'm not a political person, so I can't get involved in politics. But from a business standpoint, I firmly believe if you start a business, it's for goods and services. Mm-hmm. And a job means what you just said. You perform a task in exchange for money.
That makes sense.
So you barter your time and effort, and you get paid for that so you can go out and buy goods and services and support yourself.
It is. I mean, there's so many different criteria, and I think government will have different criteria on many different things. And part of it, I mean, even Social Security, I mean, is it for really security, or maybe is it for controlling certain groups? I don't know. You know, I mean, it's really interesting to see. If you really want to see what someone's motives are, what are their criteria, you know, in doing whatever they're doing? It might look one way, but it might be something else.
Well, maybe we should do a wellness check on the government.
Oh, man.
Now,
are you kidding?
Now, that would be interesting.
Yeah, how? Oh, geez, I don't know if that's a good model.
Let's take them through the seven steps of business excellence.
Well, that would be fascinating.
Now, that would be a large project.
Where do we start with that?
That would be a large project.
Would it be California?
Boy,
would it be?
I'm telling you, man.
Should we have Obama here? President Obama here next?
That's a whole show in itself.
That could be a whole series.
That could.
Actually, I prefer to work with small business. And really, if there's any business out there that wants to do a wellness check, please.
Maybe we have Spencer here. Spencer's going
to
be up next. Maybe he'll be our first person.
What does Spencer do?
He's a website.
Website development.
Yeah.
Okay.
We could ask him at the break and see what he says if he wants to be your first on-the-air live consultant. I think that'd be sort of cool. I'm volunteering him.
He's obviously not paying attention.
No, he doesn't hear the radio right now. When he hears the replay, he's going to go, wait, wow. He volunteered me. But actually, that's a great idea.
We've offered him something for free, but he's ignoring us.
No, he's on his
phone.
BlackBerry or iPhone.
He's building a website on a BlackBerry.
Yeah, I bet he could. No, he's very good at it. So I think this is a great idea. So we will, let's give out the number again. I'll give out my phone number. Or email address, dave@breakradioshow.com, dave@breakradioshow.com. If you want to be a candidate to have free consulting on the air from a mindset checklist, a wellness checklist, it could be very valuable.
That'd be great.
And we're going to start taking applications for that.
It will make a difference.
It will totally make a difference. And
absolutely.
Wow. So can you believe this hour flew by this quickly, Barbara?
No, I can never believe it flies by.
It just flies by. And Kurt, thank you for participating.
Thank you, Kurt.
You are welcome.
We appreciate your time and effort.
Oh,
he's
we
so
try.
Good.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. Yeah.
So next month we'll do this again.
Next month we'll do it again, and hopefully we will have business on here.
Yeah, I think we will. I think that would be a great idea to demonstrate what we're talking about.
Sure.
And you are listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Mind Your Own Business, starring Barbara Hegarty. And Barbara, thank you. I will see you next month. But off there, I will see you sooner than next month. And stay tuned for the Business Innovation Panel. We'll be right back.
Thank you.